Joining us now from Los Angeles, California, is Nicole Thompson, the producer and director of Blackbird, a recent graduate of USC and a Newark native. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What an exciting time this is for you. Your thesis was Blackbird, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was my thesis for USC, and is also a proof of concept for a feature script that I have written.
Now, I want to take you to a date, June 15th. It's a special date for you for a couple of different reasons. Tell us why.
So June 15th is the day that... So my film Blackbird is about a young woman who's inspired to work on a plane as a pilot, and she's inspired by Bessie Coleman. So June 15th is actually the date that Bessie Coleman got her license to fly, June 15th, 1921. And June 15th also happens to be the day I was born. In a way, I feel like I was born to tell this story.
This story is about a black woman who cleans planes for a living, Sherry Jones, but dreams of being a pilot. Your grandmother worked for many years cleaning planes, so I guess that's the connection, right?
Yes, it is. So my grandmother, when I was looking to make my thesis film with USC, I was looking for a way to pay homage to the women who paved the way for me. And the women who paved the way for our generation, whose shoulders we stand upon. And the first thing I thought about was my grandmother. Now, my grandmother worked in the Newark airports for many years cleaning planes. And I recall when I was getting ready to go to school for my first degree, my undergrad degree, and I didn't have anything for college and had this list, a bucket list of things I would need for school, like, you know, an iron, a bedding set, blah, 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 a list. And when getting that list together, my grandmother purchased, I would say, almost the entire list. I sent it out to my family, but my grandmother really took care of it. And so I wanted to think of a way to, you know, pay homage to the woman who was using the money she made cleaning planes so that I can go to college. I thought of this story. I thought of her experiences working hard cleaning planes, and I wanted to take just that bit and think about, you know, for her, her generation, she was a part of the generations of a dream deferred. Like, they did all the working so that my generation could chase our dreams. And so the character, Sherry Jones, is a mashup of, between the two. She experienced a bit of what my grandmother experienced, but she also experienced what I'm experiencing, which is she has a dream of her own that she wants to accomplish and chase, and that dream for her is chasing her dream to become a pilot. And with the film, overall, my goal is to inspire people to, you know, step out on faith, and if you have a 9-to-5 that is not fulfilling you, to really just find a way to accomplish your dream the way Sherry has, chasing her dream to fly.
All right, everyone, settle down. If you are here today, it's because you decided you want to be a pilot. So ask yourself, do you want this?
Is it possible for me to drop a few shifts?
Sherry, you know this is a full-time job. No buts.
Your grades have been repeatedly low. Do you want to be a pilot, or do you want to clean planes?
I want to be a pilot.
We're speaking with Nicole Thompson from Los Angeles, California right now. She's the producer and director of Blackbird. Her film, Blackbird, will start off the Women in Media Newark Film Festival at the Newark Museum on March 25th at 6 p.m. You like to tell the stories of underdogs. Where did that start for you?
My experience wanting to tell the stories of underdogs kind of rooted in my growth as a filmmaker coming from Newark. Newark, as you know, is a city that is filled with a lot of different disparities, but it's also filled with so much potential and hope. And being a native of Newark and being someone who is surrounded by so many underdogs and whose experience, you know, having to fight for a chance to succeed. My love for telling stories of underdogs is rooted in my love for Newark and my love for wanting more people in the city to overcome their odds so that they can succeed.
You are indeed a role model for a lot of not only young people, but especially young women who want to break into this business, right?
Yes.
You're physically going to be here for the showing of the film?
Yes, I will be here for the showing.
So that will be wonderful that the people that are there are going to get an opportunity to pick your brain. You got the opportunity to pick people's brains when you went to the Cannes Film Festival in 2015. What did you learn from that experience?
I've learned a lot from going to Cannes Film Festival. It actually was very mind-opening for me. While there, I had an opportunity to have an internship on the marketplace. So essentially, I was able to learn in the midst of it all what it means to take a film to a market and sell it, and how territories are broken up and what it goes into, what are a lot of distributors are looking for, and what are some common things that could make your film stand out so that you could have commercial success and so that your film could travel. There's this, you know, misnomer that, you know, black films don't travel well and that they can't sell overseas, but that's completely untrue. I've seen, you know, black filmmakers in Cannes Festival selling their films, and I just want to take whatever experience I get or learn, I want to take it back to my community and share it with others. So what you mentioned about being a role model to others and how serious do I take it, it's through my ability to just share my knowledge. I take it very seriously because I feel like it is our duty as, you know, human beings to whatever we retain, it's our duty to share it with others. And that's why being a role model for filmmakers is really important to me.
Nicole, you and I have not met, but I have to think that you are a sponge because you have surrounded yourself with so many creative people through mentorship programs and through fellows, and also the fact that you got your BA at the College of New Jersey in Communications, Radio, TV, and Film, and then you got your Master's of Fine Arts at USC. And then also you were the lead producer and creative director for the American Scene Award. You've been involved in so many things in a very short period of time. You do just soak things up, don't you?
I do. I give much credit to God. I don't take the credit or joy in myself. I've just been very fortunate and blessed to be in a position where God has allowed me to, you know, be in the space where I can, you know, voice my opinion and retain knowledge. So without doubt, any success that I have is not on my own merit. I give credit to God and I give credit to my parents who've always pushed me to, you know, chase my dreams, and never, ever once have they blocked my joy or my ability to want to become an artist. They've always supported me. So if there's anything I'm doing that's worth note, it's because of God and it's because of my parents.
When did that fire start for you to want to be a filmmaker?
It started at the age of 13. I began taking pre-college classes every summer at NJIT in Newark. And the first summer, they had an option for students to have an elective in addition to, like, your regular reading and math classes. And the elective that I ended up choosing was filmmaking. So I would, with a group of students in the pre-college, would go to the local television studio down the street from NJIT, and we would take a filmmaking class. And it was during that class that my eyes were open to the possibility that this could be a career, because up until that point, I was just a consumer, right? You know, you and I would go to the movies, watch TV, and for someone at the age of 13, I didn't know there was someone behind the, you know, the curtain pushing the buttons to produce that content. And once I was made aware that that could be a career, I was like, I love movies, I love television, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. And ever since then, for the, you know, past 18 years I've been chasing that dream.
What does it mean to be a part of Pam Morgan's Women in Media Film Festival? She's had so many incredible performers and directors and actors involved in this festival. And the fact that you're from Newark has to be a special connection for you and Pam.
It's a complete honor, to be quite honest, to not only be a part of the festival, to be selected, to be honored, but also to be looked upon, to be chosen to be the opening film. This film festival has been, you know, going on for quite some time, and it's definitely something that is a cornerstone in the community, and I feel honored to have Pamela to look to me as someone that she would consider a filmmaker worthy enough to open the festival, and I'm very thankful to the entire festival and the entire selection committee, and I hope that in all things I do, I can, you know, be an asset or a resource to anyone that attends the festival.
Is your grandmother still around?
Yeah, she is. And she actually got an opportunity to, you know, see the film and come to a festival before. So
her reaction?
My grandmother absolutely loved the film. I talked with her about it. And actually, before making the film, I interviewed her about, like, her experience, you know, working, cleaning planes. Because I wanted to make sure while telling this film, I was coming from an authentic place. So I did a little research with my grandmother, also did research with the cleaning facilities that services the Newark Airport. I spoke with pilots. I did as much due diligence as I could. I went to a flight school. I spoke with an instructor for a flight school. I did everything I could to try to bring this from an authentic place.
And obviously, you know, you're part of the ABC Women's Initiative Top 10 finalists. Being a female film director, producer is important to you.
Yes, I feel very lucky to have been selected with the ABC Ideas United team to, I was one of 10 women that was selected out of many directors to pitch promo content to the ABC marketing executives, and that was a phenomenal experience, and was able to also foster, you know, mentorship. So it phenomenal just being able to be in meetings with ABC executives and to be pitching.
NBA All-Star from Jersey, Kyrie Irving, he could have anybody he wants to be his personal cinematographer, but he picked you. Why?
So working with Kyrie Irving was also another phenomenal experience. I connected with one of his creative partners, Brett Carroll, and Brett was able to, you know, he was looking to build out a team with Kyrie Irving, and they saw my work, and actually, ironically, after seeing my work and then finding out I was from Newark, being from Newark was a deciding factor, like, oh, you're from the hometown, you're from, like, you know, you're from New Jersey, so that they met me in Los Angeles. So, but like having that New Jersey connection is a kindred spirit that was like, yes, we want to continue to, you know, create with creators from New Jersey. So the only other thing I would love to add is that currently I'm working on my feature film. I'm essentially raising money for my first feature script. So if there's anyone who wants to collaborate with me, please let me know. You can reach out to me at NicoleLThompson.com, NicoleLThompson.com, and that's a great way to connect with me to either partner with me on making my first full-length feature film or partner with me in general so that if you have projects that you're interested in connecting with, that's a great resource. And my social media account is FilmDreamZ. That's FilmDreamZ. To connect with me or find ways that we can collaborate as artists and build each other up.
Nicole Thompson's film Blackbird will kick off the Women in Media Film Festival March 25th at 6 p.m. at the Newark Museum. It's great to have you on the show and continued success. I think we're going to hear the name Nicole Thompson for a long time to come.
Thank you so much.